The Army calls the large-scale training exercise Arctic Anvil. It's designed to test the mettle of the Fort Wainwright Stryker Brigade combat team with realistic scenarios and tough adversaries from other units and allied nations. U.S. Army Alaska spokesman John Pinnell says the biennial exercise requires a lot of preparation and personnel.
Right around 6,000 when you factor in all the soldiers, the support personnel, and everyone involved with the exercise.
This year's Arctic Anvil includes a light infantry unit from Canada and observers with a Japanese tank unit. During the 3 weeks the exercise is underway, the personnel will more than double the population of the area, which includes both Fort Greely and nearby Delta Junction.
It's quite an influx into the Delta area.
The influx will require numerous convoys of Army vehicles transporting soldiers and materiel from Fort Wainwright to the Donnelly training area south of Greeley. Pinnell says the convoy traffic will be especially heavy next week and again near the end of October.
The heaviest days will be the first 6 to 7 days of October as the units from the 1st Stryker Brigade move into the Donnelly training area. And then again, towards the end of October, between the 21st and the 27th, as they move back to Fort Wainwright.
Pinnell says the Army's been working with the State Department of Transportation to come up with ways to help motorists share the road with clusters of slow-moving Army rigs.
What we're looking at is trying to make sure that the convoys are moving, not during peak hours, when people are going to be commuting back and forth. We are trying to get, a little bit more space in between the convoys.
We'll also be reducing the speed limit between Delta and just south to Donnelly Dome from 65 miles per hour to 55 miles per hour during this exercise.
Transportation Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says the agency will try to inform motorists about that 16-mile stretch of speed limit reduction and other temporary traffic control measures with signage and online posts.
We have message boards out so that the traveling public sees those messages, and then we'll also have some social media posts about it.
Pinnell says the tempo of Arctic Anvil operations will be heaviest from October 9th through the 20th. He says those will include live fire exercises with artillery and other ordnance. And he says some of the operations will be conducted jointly with aircraft and personnel participating in the next round of Red Flag, which also gets underway next week. That's the latest round of the Pacific Air Force's aerial combat training exercises. That'll involve, this time, units from both Eielson and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. That training will take place in the skies above the Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex, a 65,000-square-mile patchwork of ranges scattered throughout the interior. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.